guest tonight is Karen Kemp Dockstetter. Karen is the sales and marketing manager for Weeks Roses. Since 1938, Weeks Roses has been one of the largest commercial rose growers in the United States. And today, Weeks Roses ships over 4 million bare root roses each year. Through the years, they've brought us such rose icons as Mr. Lincoln, Julia Child, Marilyn Monroe, and recently the stunning Neil Diamond.
There certainly is. As we travel around the U.S., we have the opportunity to talk with rose growers and exhibitors about their experience in the garden. Today, you'll also hear from our friend John Mattia. Now, he's an award-winning rosarian and photographer. He'll share with us his top three hybrid teas for the beginning exhibitor.
So sit back and relax. It's time to talk roses.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at ManureTea.com.
Karen, I have a very large garden and I'm always looking for roses that will have a big blooming impact. And one of the ads I read about Rainbow Happy Trails is that it's drenched in color from spring to frost. And I'm very interested. Is it really?
Oh, yes. The Sunshine Happy Trails has been such an extraordinary performer. It's even surprised us how quick it gained popularity, because it did indeed just literally jump onto the garden scene. The re-wholesalers who got it, and we told them, this little thing's going to chug away with bloom. You know, they kind of give you that skeptical look, like they've seen it all. And I said, it grows like Cotone Ester Damari or Horizontalis. And then again, you get that look. And the first go around, the first bloom, they were sold. So we've, even before this 2016 release came on the market, we had re-wholesalers, you know, doing a soft pre-release on it, getting very, very, very good response. We are very happy with this collection.
Well, it has a beautiful yellow center and then just beautiful pink edging on the rose. It's going to work beautifully in my garden. I have a lot of pinkness going on in my garden and a bit of yellow. So this is going to work very nicely. And I noticed it was hardy to zone 5, which I'm 5B, so it should do very well here, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It should. Yes. And we're hoping that it'll push a little farther. We'll just have to wait and see, you know, what our friends, rosarians and fellow rose growers say about it, you know, in the years to come. But yes, it should perform well for you.
Well, there's another one in the series, Sunshine Happy Trails. And, you know, it's always hard to pass up a good yellow rose. So does it have the same growth habit?
Same growth habit, same blooming cycle, if you will. And has been received the same way, you know, in the marketplace.
I noticed that they talk a lot about the glossy green foliage, and that's just such a nice compliment to a garden that's filled with roses and other things. So I'm very happy to have that one in my garden as well. And then there was another one that I was particularly interested in, and it's a new one in the Home Run series. And this is the one that promises to be the MVP of your garden with its excellent flower production from spring to fall. So I'm real interested in that one. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, the Watercolors Home Run, the reason why we kind of said it was going to be the MVP is because of its disease resistance. It is probably more resilient than anything that we have seen in a while. And it's... Of course, these home runs are all very sustainable and drought tolerant as well. Mm-hmm. Anything that grows out here in Wasco had better be drought tolerant, because it gets bloody hot out here. You know, we struggled with the water, you know, with the drought itself. In addition to that, this is a self-maintaining type of habit. It grows very tight and mounded, mm-hmm. much as you would expect to see from a foundation plant. So you don't need to do a lot of pruning to it. you can just hit it with your clippers and, you know, get the odd branch that's growing a little wacky, you know. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it is a very evenly growing rose.
I think this would be an excellent recommendation for newbies to rose growing, and especially to people who think maybe they're too fussy. So it doesn't sound like these are fussy at all.
No, they are not. And everyone who has tried them or tested them, you know, for us, always has given us a pretty good report card on them.
Now, Karen, we're coming to my favorite part of the show. I love doing this show with you every year as we go through the new hybrid tea roses for 2016. The first one that jumped off the page at me when we got our materials for this year was Smoking Hot. And I believe that adage is true. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I'm so pleased we had this name, because actually Smoking Hot was named by our fans or our followers. We had a contest on through our newsletter, and we had three people that came through with the same name, Smoking Hot, I believe. We were really pleased because, you know, what a great name for this, well, I call it barbecue orangey red rose is what it looks like. Now, what's interesting is in our catalog and on the tag, the color that you see is like a darker reddish orange. And that's what it looks like in northern climates, Portland, Pennsylvania, et cetera, you know, up above that Mason-Dixon line, let's say. The further south you go with this rose, it gets more of an orange. So it gets a deep, deep orange color rather than the red tone. And it really is a neat looking rose. And it's great for cutting and bringing in the house. Great bloom power.
Well, that's exciting. You know, I love orange colored roses almost as much as I love yellow and red and pink and white. But I love all roses. But this has a very unique coloring, and I'm going to be excited to see how well it does in my garden. And, you know, it has a very good center. So I'm thinking it might even have some exhibition quality to it.
Well, I would be curious to see any of your snaps on Twitter for sure. And I would love to hear about, you know, how it performs in your garden.
You know, with the parentage of Moonstone and Paul, those roses are spectacular. So can't wait to see how it does in the garden. Next up on our list for 2016 is a beautiful grandiflora called Miss Congeniality.
Yes, and that was that is like Christian's dream. Or he said that all of his life, since he had been working in rose hybridizing, and when he was in college, he wanted to create or to have the opportunity to have the perfect picotee. And he believed that this one was about as good as he could get on a picotee. And he likes it because the edges, the dark pink edges, are just make the white, the contrast just makes the white pop. If you can, it looks iridescent, like an opal.
Oh yeah, it is just gorgeous. You know, we were able to grow the shrub this last year, and we just loved this rose. And that dark green foliage against the colorful blooms just really makes.
Yes, it does have beautiful foliage. It is pretty disease resistant too.
So you tell Christian he did good. Thumbs up on Miss Congeniality.
Oh, he'll love to hear that. Yes, he will indeed love to hear that.
Who doesn't love miniature roses? We've got a beautiful introduction from Weeks this year called Cutie Pie.
Yes, that, and you know what's so sweet about this? It looks like a miniature hybrid tea. The rose form is just classic hybrid tea in miniature. It's cute.
It really is. And, you know, I did a presentation this last week on new roses for 2016. When I put this rose, a picture of this rose up on the screen, people gasped. They love the peach and yellow blend of this rose. And a lot of folks were excited to be able to get some shrubs of this.
That's good to hear, because it is a cute rose, and the colors are lovely. And again, that with a lot of these miniatures, you know, you can go further north with these plants because they're usually appear to be a little tougher than what you would expect. They have a lot of those own root qualities that we look for.
You know, this rose really kind of reminds me of Heartbreaker.
You know, you're right. It does. It does look a lot like Heartbreaker.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that, and, you know, I'm thinking we're going to see this on for exhibitors. We're going to see some folks exhibit these because it has that perfect pinpoint center. And that's what we look for. Yeah. We had a great time chatting with Karen Kemp Dockstetter from Weeks Roses. We turn now to a conversation I had with rose exhibitor and photographer extraordinaire, John Mattia. He shares his top three roses for beginning exhibitors. Hey, it's Chris Van Cleve reporting for the Rose Chat Podcast. I'm with John Mattia. You've been growing roses for how many years?
It'll be 50 years this coming summer.
Wow. Wow. Now, according to Bob Martin at RoseShow.com, you rank number two in the amount of queens awarded at Rose Shows.
I'd have to say that's correct. I've been exhibiting them for a long time, so I have a chance to rack up the numbers, of course.
So I guess you could say you've got the touch when it comes to exhibiting roses.
Form has always impressed me the most of roses, even before I was an exhibitor, so I always had an eye for form. So I really feel that that's what inspired me to really learn how to show roses. And again, it's form, not color, like most people like roses.
So if I'm a beginning exhibitor and I could choose three roses, what would you recommend?
The three easiest roses that are show roses are ones that I like are Gemini and Keepsake and Elina, my three favorite showing roses. I'd have to put Elina as a number one, Keepsake as number two, and a rose called Signature as a number three one. Those roses themselves, I've probably won 20 queens, including one national ARS show queen with the rose Elina during my showing years.
So Elina, Signature, and what's the third?
Keepsake.
Keepsake. Awesome roses. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. My thanks to Karen Dockstetter from Weeks Roses. Check out that beautiful line of roses at weeksroses.com. And thanks also to John Mattia. I tell you, every time I get an opportunity to speak to him, I learn something new. He's a wealth of information. Well, until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.